Hola and welcome to Pro Spanish. No previous knowledge of Spanish is required to complete this lesson. And we're going to start with just two words. Estoy casado. Estoy casado. And estoy casado means I'm married. Estoy casado. I'm married. And if you're one of our more advanced subscribers and you already know this, then stick with the lesson, because this is just our starting point, our bus stop, to allow the complete beginners to get on, and then we'll be taking you to new places. So, estoy casado. Estoy casado. I'm married. And just to help you remember this, the word casado contains the word for house or home, casa. Casa. So, think of it as you're getting married and you're setting up home, or you're sharing the same home. Casa, casado. So estoy casado, I'm married. Now, to say that you're not something, to make a negative in Spanish, we just begin with no. So how would you say I'm not married? What would that be? I'm not married. No estoy casado. No estoy casado. I'm not married. So casado, married, and this is not to be confused with cansado. Cansado, with just an extra letter, the letter N, cansado is tired. Tired. So best not to get being tired and being married mixed up. So cansado, with an N, is tired. Okay, cansado, tired. So how would you say I'm not tired? I'm not tired. What would that be? No estoy cansado. No estoy cansado. And in fact, how would we say I'm not tired? I'm married. I'm not tired. I'm married. A bit unfair maybe, but let's try that sentence. No estoy cansado. Estoy casado. No estoy cansado. Estoy casado. If you want to say in Madrid, it's simply en Madrid. En Madrid. En is in. How would you say I'm in Madrid? I'm in Madrid. What would that be? Estoy en Madrid. Estoy en Madrid. I'm in Madrid. So estoy is I am. If you want to say you are, or the question, are you, because that's the same, you are or are you, it's estás, estás, estás. So estás, you are or are you, estás. So estoy, I am, estás, estás, you are or are you. How would you ask someone, are you tired? Estás cansado. Estás cansado? How about, are you married? Estás casado? Estás casado? Are you married? And how about, are you in, instead of Madrid, let's say Valencia. Are you in Valencia? What would that be? Estás en Valencia? Estás en Valencia? And from Valencia, you'll notice that the letter V is pronounced like a B, because V's in Spanish are always pronounced like B's. So, ba, Valencia. Estás en Valencia? Are you in Valencia? And the answer might come back, no, I'm in Madrid. No, estoy en Madrid. So, estoy, I am, and estás, you are. In Spanish, if you want to say how long you've been somewhere, we can still use this present tense, I am or you are. So in English, we would say, I've been in Madrid for 3 days. In Spanish, they would say, I am in Madrid since 3 days ago. And we have a very easy way to say this in Spanish. So if we want to say, I've been in Madrid for 2 days, we say, I am in Madrid, estoy en Madrid, desde hace 3 días. Desde hace 3 días. Desde is since, and the hace is, it's a bit like saying ago. So it's a bit like saying since 3 days ago. But you can just think of desde hace as for however long. Desde hace 3 días. For 3 days. So estoy en Madrid desde hace 3 días. I've been in Madrid for 3 days. How would you say, I've been married for 3 days? I've been married for 3 days. What would that be? Estoy casado desde hace 3 días. Estoy casado desde hace 3 días. How would you say, I've been in Barcelona for 4 days, and four is cuatro. I've been in Barcelona for 4 days. What would that be? Estoy en Barcelona desde hace 4 días. Estoy en Barcelona desde hace 4 días. How about, I've been tired for 4 days. What would that be? I've been tired for 4 days. Estoy cansado desde hace 4 días. Estoy cansado desde hace 4 días. And we'll just take a quick pause before moving on to mention the Pro Spanish Levels 1 to 6 course, which is available for download from prospanish.co.uk. And if you're looking to become a confident and a competent Spanish speaker in 2020, then head over to Pro Spanish to download the full Levels 1 to 6 course. Okay, and so back to the lesson. Now, the word for casado we saw before was married, and I made the point that casa is in that word, casa, house or home. If you want to say at home, we say in home, in house, en casa, at home, en casa. How would you say, I've been at home for 3 days? What would that be? I've been at home for 3 days. Estoy en casa desde hace 3 días. Estoy en casa desde hace 3 días. And perhaps if you're ill, it could be en la cama, in bed. En la cama, in bed. Estoy en la cama desde hace 3 días. I've been in bed for 3 days, for example. And how would you ask, are you at home? Are you at home? What would that be? Estás en casa. Estás en casa. Are you at home? If we want to say, I'm doing something, I'm doing something, I'm speaking or I'm talking, or I'm dancing. We add on ando to the verb. So let's say we have hablar. Hablar is to speak. Hablando is speaking. So hablando, speaking. Think of blah blah. Habla, habla, hablando, speaking or talking. And bailar is to dance. Bailando, bailando, dancing. Bailando, bailando, dancing. So we have hablando, speaking, and bailando, dancing. How would you say I'm speaking or I'm talking? What would that be? I'm speaking or I'm talking. Estoy hablando. Estoy hablando. I'm speaking, I'm talking. How about, are you dancing? Are you dancing? What would that be? Estás bailando. Estás bailando. How about I'm dancing at home? I'm dancing at home. What would that be? Estoy bailando en casa. Estoy bailando en casa. How would you say I'm speaking Spanish? Estoy hablando español. Estoy hablando español. Now, if you want to say, we saw before that to say I've been somewhere or I've been tired or married for however long, we just say I am tired for X amount of time. And that's the same as saying I've been tired. Estoy cansado desde hace 3 días. I've been tired for that amount of time. If you want to say I've been talking, or I've been dancing, or I've been working, it works in the same way. We just say I'm or I am dancing for 5 hours. I'm working for 5 days. And that would be the equivalent of I've been doing it. So, estoy hablando desde hace una hora. Estoy hablando desde hace una hora. I've been speaking for an hour. How would you say I've been dancing for an hour? Estoy bailando desde hace una hora. Estoy bailando desde hace una hora. I've been dancing for an hour. Or I am dancing for an hour. But we wouldn't say it that way in English. How about to say to somebody, you've been speaking, you've been talking for an hour? Maybe somebody's been talking too much. You've been talking for an hour. What would that be? Estás hablando desde hace una hora. Estás hablando desde hace una hora. How about, I've been speaking Spanish for 3 hours. What would that be? I've been speaking Spanish for 3 hours. How would we say that? Estoy hablando español desde hace 3 horas. Estoy hablando español desde hace 3 horas. So we've seen estoy, I am, and estás, you are. And Spanish in the present, so you are. It's very easy to go from there to he or she because you just take off that last S. So estás, you are. Take the S off, está, and that's he or she is. Well, it's he, she, it, in fact, is. So how would we say he is married? He is married. What would that be? Está casado. Está casado. Está casado. How about he's not tired? What would that be? He's not tired. No está cansado. No está cansado. And if we wanted to say she's not tired, how are we going to express that she? Well, we have to change the cansado to cansada. So we just change the O to an A on the word tired, and that changes it to feminine, which means it must be she's tired. So está cansada, she's tired, or no está cansada, she's not tired. How would you say she's not married? What would that be? She's not married. No está casada. No está casada. How about she's been married for 3 years? She's been married for 3 years. And the word for years, años. Años. So how would you say she's been married for 3 years? Está casada desde hace 3 años. Está casada desde hace 3 años. She's been married for 3 years. How would we say he's dancing? Está bailando. Está bailando. And of course, we can't tell with that sentence whether it's he's dancing or she's dancing. Está bailando would be he's dancing or she's dancing. When you've got a verb like ando, the verbs don't change to O's and A's to make the masculine or feminine. Just the describing words, the adjectives, like cansado, casado. How would you say he's speaking Spanish? Está hablando español. Está hablando español. What about she's not at home, she's in Barcelona? She's not at home, she's in Barcelona. What would that be? No está en casa. Está en Barcelona. No está en casa. Está en Barcelona. The word for where is donde. Donde. Where. Donde. How would you say where are you? Just two words. Where are you? Donde estás. Donde estás. Where are you? Donde estás. How would you say, where is she or where is he? ¿Dónde está? ¿Dónde está? So, ¿dónde está? Is where is he, where is she, where is it? ¿Dónde está? How would you ask, where's Maria? Where is Maria? What would that be? ¿Dónde está María? ¿Dónde está María? And the answer may be, she's not at home, she's been in Madrid for 3 days. She's not at home, she's been in Madrid for 3 days. What would that be? No está en casa. Está en Madrid desde hace 3 días. No está en casa. Está en Madrid desde hace 3 días. 3 días. And that concludes today's Pro Spanish lesson. As mentioned before, if you're serious about becoming a conversational Spanish speaker in 2020, then head over to prospanish.co.uk, where you can download the complete Levels 1 to 6 course.